Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Frank Castillo episode. I met Frank through video games. We used to play Destiny 1 together with my friends WFE, Worst Fire Team Ever. My favorite part of his interview was when he talked about his experience with the Comedy Central roast battle. So thanks for tuning in.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. This episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress. We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome comedian Frank Castillo. How you doing, brother? I love your shirt.
Thank you so much, man.
I told you I got you one of these, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to show you how this works. This is a Ramune drink by Shara Kiko.
So what is it?
It's a soda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a soda. You're going to love it.
Is it like a clear, like Sprite flavored soda? Or was
yeah,
it like,
it's
oh, okay, like lime?
It's okay. Similar to Sprite. So, what happens here? So, you take this thing.
Uh-huh.
Look, Craig's not even interested. You take
this thing, and then you do that. So, this is your main tool.
Yeah.
And then I want you to do it, or I'll do it.
Right.
You go like this, and
ooh,
press down. And then now you're ready to drink the soda. But the only problem is there's a marble in here, which is just in there. But go ahead, have a
sip. I'm not going to drink the marble.
I know, right? You're not going to drink the marble.
Okay.
It's not going to come out of the...
Oh, you only get like a little bit of it.
Yeah, because the marble's kind of blacking the hole. But what do you think? What do you think? What do you think?
It tastes delicious.
Hey, yeah, I'm glad you like it.
Damn, that is good.
Yeah. You like that?
Yeah, man.
I'll give you another one to give to your wife.
Do you get these like delivered?
You could go to Little Tokyo. Look at Craig. Craig's just smiling. I love it. You could go to Little Tokyo, and then those Japanese markets,
uh-huh,
they have these for like $1.50.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So that's for you.
Oh, thank you.
So you just got back. Let's catch up with you, man. It's been a while. Sorry I haven't been gaming with WFE. No, you know,
I get it, man.
I'm dealing with my own little struggles and stuff. But you just got done. You just went to South by Southwest or something?
Yeah, it was my first time ever going to South by.
What was it like?
It was absolutely amazing.
Like, what's it like?
It was just like, it's. They say about 1 million plus people come to the city just for the festival. So, like, in addition to the already 1 million or whatever population Austin has.
Just by your hypothesis, how many bands do you think go there for that week? Like, how long does it last?
All right, so at the end of the show, we were walking down the street, and they closed down all of 6th Street, and you're walking by venue.
This is in Austin.
In Austin, and okay. There's a band playing in every single club. So you're passing by, there's either DJ or a hip-hop artist group, or like a rock band, and it's all great music.
Wow.
Like the whole time we were walking by, because they gave the comics like a green room.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was catered and stuff. Everyone was just chilling, open bar. But like the walk too, you were just passing like everywhere was just popping. It was nuts.
Whoa. So yeah. You're partying out there as well.
Yeah, I was eating a lot of
food.
You're
getting lit.
Yeah. I drank a lot.
Yeah.
My show was until the Monday, so I got there Saturday.
So hold up. Your show, did you do a roast battle or did you do a comedy, your comedy set?
It was a roast battle. I roast battled Joe Dosh.
Oh,
very funny comedy.
Yeah.
We battled on TV and then, we just.
Wait. You battled. There. They filmed it on TV?
No. We had previously had battled on TV.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Yeah, the Comedy Central thing. Yeah, yeah. We're going to get to that. Yeah. Okay. But this is the rematch.
Yeah,
then.
We rematched.
You beat him the first time, obviously, because you're the champion. Yes, you're the grand champion for the Comedy Central roast.
Yeah.
The roast battle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Just a shout out to Daniel Johnston. Craig got me this a couple years ago. Yeah, Craig's got me so many fantastic gifts in the past, but he's from Austin, Texas.
Mm.
So Craig got me that.
Amazing people.
Yeah,
everyone I met was just dope.
How was the food, though?
Food was amazing.
Was it off the chain or
they
what?
They had this place called a barbecue
kebab.
Yeah, kebab. It was crazy. Like each truck with the crazier like pun name was like the best food.
Wow,
it was nuts, dude. They had pizza slices as big as your face. It was amazing, dude. Austin was
so Austin's got great food.
Great food. Great white women. It's a great place to be.
Is it mostly white women?
There was a lot of white chicks.
There's no ethnics.
No, there were.
Yeah. Okay.
Not as many.
Okay.
No. All right, it was still a lot of
Now, would you consider moving out there, let's say?
To Austin?
Like, if you didn't live in L.A.
If
like,
I didn't live in Los Angeles.
Would that be an option?
That would be an option. I was walking by, like, because usually when I go to a place I'd never been, like, I'll go wake up, get coffee, and just walk around.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I like seeing places.
How'd you book that? Did your manager book that?
No, Moses hit me
tell
up.
Tell me what's up with that.
Brian Moses hit me up and was like, yo, he's like, it pays nothing. You'll have to pay to get your whole way out here. He's like, but you'll be headlining a show at
you
South
flew
by
out there
Southwest.
You bought your own ticket?
Absolutely, man.
Okay, how much is a round trip ticket to Austin?
Oh, it was like $350.
That's it?
Yeah. And they gave us an Airbnb to stay at, so they put up an Airbnb. It was like us and like five other battlers, and we all just hung out and just party. It was a lot of fun, man.
Wow.
It was worth
the
trip.
You had your own room?
Yeah. But I mean, we were there rarely most of the time anyways. And also like
what about your weed?
They took care of that, which was the best part. They took care of us so well.
Like how? Like, what do you mean they took care of
us? I mean, like, we would go to places and there'd just be weed, so it was nice. I mean, it's very illegal there, though. That's the thing with Austin.
But what was it good
weed?
Oh,
it was great weed. Actually, they're lax on weed. They're very serious about weed pens. Like those cartridges that we
Is like, that dabbing or no? Is that different?
That's sort of. It's like
Just explain to the viewers what the difference is between dabbing. Margaret Cho talked about it a little bit like 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
but
does she dab?
No. She's sober now, but she did in the past.
Oh, okay.
But like
dabbing's just like it's like so like you can do like rosin or like concentrates. It's like how they like process.
Wait,
like
resin or rosin?
Rosin. It's so that's like
Craig.
Heat
is that
and pressure.
Correct? Is he saying it right?
Yeah. Rosin. Well, resin's what's in your bowl.
Oh, this is different than resin.
Yes.
It's called rosin.
Rosin. So it's like they get the
do
bud
you know about this?
And they like
okay.
heat like
keep
two
going.
Metal things.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Push
yeah.
it together, and then
that's
you're left
up.
With just the THC.
Wow.
So you can dab that.
Yeah.
It feels very cracky. But because you got like a flaming torch or like a heating element, but like the vaporizers, they just put it in like a cartridge. You can just hit.
Did you smoke before you came here?
Yes, absolutely. Are you kidding me? What do you? I'm always down.
Okay, I want to get into that, dude. I want to get. I want to get into that because for as long as I've known you, you're always playing video games high.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing you could do your comedy sets high. Mm-hmm. You could be around your girl high. Mm-hmm. How long? When did you start getting into weed?
Well, like, I had, like, really bad anxiety and just shit like that my whole life. But I, like, never knew it really.
Let's go there. Like, you were raised and born in L.A.?
No, I was born in, like, San Jose.
Shout out to the Zay.
My mom, my parents split up when I was young.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, like, my dad and my mom are still cool, but they're still, like, so feisty towards
each
other.
Yeah, your dad's a Dodgers fan.
Yeah, huge Dodgers fan. Yeah. They're both hilarious.
He loves you, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Loves me to death. He loves you. But, my mom's not, like, I don't know, Mexican culture, they're not really big into, like, mental health or, like, psychology and stuff.
You neither are Asians.
Well, yeah, I mean.
They just say study harder,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, mostly, like, immigrants.
What are you laughing at, Craig?
Well, like, our grandparents are like
Craig
that,
loves
you know
this.
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, my grandparents are very much like that. Like, you know, you try to tell them something, they're like, but, I mean, that's just how they, you know.
Yeah, the culture. I understand, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So this started when you were a kid?
Yeah, so, like, I remember being, like, it would just be, like, because I would just have, like, anxious moments and stuff, and I'd tell my mom, and she'd just kind of just be like, well, you're just being weird. Stop.
So,
when I started smoking weed, I was like, oh, I'm not tripping out as hard as I usually would about stuff.
So it, like, calms the waters
calm
up
down.
Here.
Yeah. Or it would just,
when,
like,
did you, how old were you when you first smoked a joint?
I was, like, a senior in high school.
Oh, so you're kind of late in the game.
Oh, absolutely. I was late. Because,
you know, most people, like, eighth grade, ninth grade. Yeah.
Well, my mom was a juvenile facility officer. So my mom was, like, super strict.
Oh.
And, like, my dad was, like, a party animal, too. My mom also kind of partied, too. But it was also, like, so I'd watch them party. So I was always just a very goody-goody kid.
Yeah.
So I didn't
want to
get into a lot of trouble.
So you got good grades growing up?
No, I had terrible grades.
Okay, then how'd you get by?
I was just a really, really sweet, funny kid.
Oh, you probably... The teachers liked you.
Yeah, my teachers loved me.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, you're not smart, but we'll give you a C.
Not even that. It was one of those things of, like, they're like, we know you're smart, you just don't apply yourself.
Oh.
Like, my whole like, report card would be pleasure having student, constant disruption in class.
So it was just
always those two comments.
Now, back then, were you into video games back then?
I did. The first video game system I ever played, my uncle.
See Craig's eyes just went like.
My uncle was the first one to be into video games.
Do you remember the first game
he had a Sega Genesis. He gave it to me. It was like an army game that you played.
Yeah.
And it was like you had the Grenader, the Assault Rifle. I can't remember what it was called.
It
was like the red team.
That's more our generation.
Yeah, it was Sega Genesis. I played that a lot. And then the first PlayStation, the second PlayStation. Because Mexicans, big families. So my uncles.
How many brothers and sisters you got?
I only have three brothers and sisters. My dad came from a family of nine. My mom came from a family of six.
Your dad looks tough, by the way.
He is.
When you show me pictures of, like, when I saw those pictures, I'm like, you know, he was like wearing the Dodger cap.
Yeah. Well, like, his family's from East L.A.
Oh, so he's from East L.A.
He's from East L.A.
Oh.
Like, my grandfather helped build Dodger Stadium.
He wasn't in a gang, though, was he?
No.
He was around gang culture?
Yes, because he, like, grew up in East L.A., and then, like, my grandparents split, and then my grandma met my grandfather, and then they moved to San Jose, started a new life.
Because it's more chiller out there.
It was supposed to be more chiller
East
out there.
Rough in San Jose?
They all moved to Eastside San Jose, and it was good, and then it started to get rougher the older I got, and then I moved out of the rough part.
They moved
me to a different part of town. Still a little bit rough, but not as bad.
Yeah.
And then I moved to Temecula. But
So you're an average student. You played video games even back then.
All my cousins got into a lot of trouble and stuff.
Like what kind of trouble?
Like, they would go to juvenile hall and stuff like that.
Fighting?
Fucking fighting.
Tagging?
Tagging, stealing shit, B&Es, like, small stuff. Just, like, fucking around, you know, as kids and stuff. As teenagers will do, because our parents were always working or gone. Me, I got into, like, comic books and, like, video games and, like, cards and shit.
I was going to say, I picture you like a nerdy
Magic
kid.
Magic the Gathering,
like,
and all that stuff. So, like, all my...
Wait. Hold up. What did you...
I played Magic the Gathering. Magic Gathering, Yu-Gi-Oh, I was that kid in the comic book shop, bro.
You were that kid?
I would go and volunteer and help out at the comic book shop because that would keep me not on the streets. You know what I mean? I think about all the trouble I would not be in.
Because
I look at, like, I have a cousin that died of a methamphetamine overdose. He was, like, my best friend. He was a super cool dude.
How old was he when he spoke meth?
He was, like, 29, 28. I was
25, 26.
Dude,
that's an evil drug, man.
Yeah,
like,
man.
We could get into that,
We grew up together,
and
when we were, like, 18, we both worked at a restaurant, and he was like, dude, I modeled everything after him just because he was, like, my role model. And then he just started, like, drinking a lot and just had a lot of personal demons start to come up. And then we
What hard liquor or beer?
Hard liquor, like all the time.
Yeah, but you don't drink though, personally.
Not
right?
as much. Not as much. You're I try just a, not you to. Just I just smoke weed because it's like it's easier.
Yeah.
And then he kind of just hit rock bottom, got into rehab, started bettering himself, and then just I don't know, just one. Just you just caught a bad one, man.
Yeah.
It really affected my whole family. It really affected me too.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry that happened. Yeah. You know, I've dealt with that myself. Yeah. You know, because you know my brother went to rehab when he was younger. But let's go to the Like, when did you decide? Like, oh, I want to do comedy.
When I was 21.
So that's later.
Yeah.
You graduated high school.
I graduated high school, but I was always doing like improv and like theater and stuff.
I didn't know that in high school.
Around. Yeah, and like kind
in of San Jose.
Around. Yeah, and Temecula. I think it was just like just for fun. Like I was just fucking around.
Yeah.
Never considered stand up to be like a thing until.
You know, I didn't mean to cut you off, but now it's been 10 minutes, right? Okay, so I got to do a quick. I love what you're doing. I got to do a quick. So this, we have. A sponsor for this episode by Purple Mattress, okay? And I'm going to read this off. The Purple Mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. Quit laughing, Craig. It was not like the memory foam I'm used to. The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time, so it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable, so it sleeps cool. So you get your 100-night risk-free trial. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund, backed up by a 10-year warranty, free shipping, and returns. You're going to love Purple. And right now, our listeners will get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. Just text Stebee, STEEBEE, at 84888. That's Stebee, STEEBEE, to 84888. So that means you get on your phone and you text like you're texting your friend, but you text what I just told you to text. You text Stebee, and then you text it to 84888. Get your Purple mattress today, folks. Now back to your thanks for coming, brother. Oh, my God.
My pleasure, man.
You know what?
Sounds great.
Let's go back to your comedy, but this popped in my head because there was a part in our relationship when WFE was hella active where I was getting frustrated but with your gameplay.
Yeah, I know.
Where me and Craig were like, how's this guy killing us? And he's the number one guy of like killing off all the Guardians.
Uh-huh.
So I want to talk about
Grasp of Malice.
Yeah, I want to talk about
I like how that's a huge contention of our friendship.
Just a spoiler or like a heads up, we're referring to Destiny 1.
Yeah, the first Destiny.
The very first Destiny. Well, it's already Destiny 2 now. Yeah. But back then, we would play PvP, and then you're number one. And then me and we were trying to get Clever Dragon. Oh, this is before Clever Dragon.
Yeah.
So there
was a hot minute where the Grasp of Malak was it was a drop that would happen when you when you would fight the queen or what was it?
It was Craig, what was that story mission in order to get the Grasp of Malak?
It was
drop?
You had to go to the hive place and it was like there was the witches.
It was the witch. Witches. It was the witch. Yeah.
It was Malak.
No, it wasn't Malak. It was the witch at the top.
Yeah, it was the witch.
And
at the top.
And at the end, when you defeated them. You know, there's knights involved.
Yeah. But so you had to kill her with a tether is what the stipulation was. So, and it would only come in the strikes, and it was in heroics, I think.
Yeah, so.
And I remember playing a strike randomly, and I had no idea what the Grasp of Malak was, and it dropped.
So basically, let me explain to the viewers what, or listeners, what a Grasp of Malak is. Grasp of Malak, this is D1, Destiny 1, was a pulse rifle. There's different classes of rifles. There's a pulse rifle.
Three-shot burst.
Three-shot burst. There's an auto rifle. And is there fully automatic? Is that it?
They have fully automatic scout rifles.
Scout rifles. Yeah, scout rifles as well.
And they could be fully auto.
And then you could also do like our man Eric Cook doing hand cannons, pistols. But go back to the grasp of mallet.
So the grasp of mallet dropped, and I remember talking to Eric and being like, "Yo, I got this thing," and he was like, "Oh, that's a good drop, depending on what rolls you get." And I remember like,
"Well, explain to the listeners what are you talking about when you talk about rolls?"
So a legendary gun would drop, and if you did it right, you could keep farming it because different perks would drop, and if you were lucky, you would get the perks that would match up to make it a god roll, and that's when god rolls still existed, which was in Destiny 1.
Explain to the listeners what a god roll is.
A god roll is basically a gun that's so perfect, it's unbeatable, and it's so hard to get. So I had Headseeker.
You had Headseeker.
I think it was like
precision. You had small bore,
and then it was headshots, and then like every time I'd hit you, it'd get more accurate.
That's the one where like the body shots
would make you more accurate, but it would also lead.
So that helped your Headseeker.
Yes, and my range was insane too on it.
So you had rangefinder.
I think I had rangefinder, and I had.
So
like,
let's go over it, dude. Don't lie so about like, your it, perks. It no, was, I don't want you to lie
it was,
about it.
It was the point where like if I saw you and I hit you. You were done, and I could get you at the end of like, especially like when you do cross the hall, and you'd have like a sniper rifle or a scout rifle, like pulse rifle that range. You're not supposed to be tagging. Because
I remember me and Craig would talk about
I
it.
I would hit,
and then he'd be like, you know, I noticed when Frank isn't using the grasp, he's not as good.
Once they buff that, yo.
I said it too.
I remember we.
I'll tell you right now. I was mad at you. I'm like, how's he? Killing me.
I remember you got mad at me and you were like, you're only good because of that gun. And it was just
did we get in fights?
I just remember when.
No, we've gotten fights.
Because I wasn't claiming
zones.
No,
let's talk about it. No, we got in a fight.
Yeah, because I wasn't claiming zones, right?
No, we got in a fight.
What was the.
We got in a bad fight.
I didn't talk to you for
like a year.
Yeah, the wrestling thing, right?
Hold up. Let me figure it out what it was about.
Well, there was a time when it was zones.
Okay, so it was PvP.
Yeah.
I was on your team.
Yeah.
But
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Then you always got number one out of the group, but then that was infuriating me, but then you weren't capturing the zones.
That's what it was. Yeah. It was like we got beat once, and then you were like, I was like, I got a lot of kills, and you were like, you didn't capture the zones.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
I lost
is to catch
mind,
zones.
Dude.
It was so funny. And then
I'm like, the whole point is to get the zones.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what
you,
it was.
Yeah, you
because I'm also the kind of guy where like I'm so bad at getting yelled at.
Yeah.
Because I just start
you
laughing.
Know what? I apologize, friend.
No, it's all
no,
right.
No. I'm going through therapy now.
I love you.
You know, I'm going through therapy now. I'm working on it. Although I have a red zone. But I can't play with you guys right now because of like I have like a weird thing with PvP. Because I want to be good.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's competitive. I'm the same
you
way.
You know, someone said a comment on YouTube that hurt my feelings. He said something about Steve's like a pansy when it comes to pulse rifle aiming or something like that. And he said something mean, and I read that, and I'm like, okay, I can't look at comments anymore. Yeah,
I just remember. I remember they buffed it, and I was like,
"Explain
I'm done.
What a buff is." Explain
so
what a buff is.
It's where they try to. So if certain guns are doing better than everything, the meta or like whatever.
Explain what the meta.
The
is.
Meta. Yeah, I love how.
Okay,
much
so the meta in this particular game is the best like setup.
Yeah, the best sets of weapons.
Sets
in
of weapons
run.
That do the best. More the best.
Most
that are the most effective.
Yeah. So it's okay. The one gun that everyone tends to be using.
Yeah.
So they buffed.
It used to be Mida Multi-Tool, then it, you know, what's the hand cannon? The
Better Devils.
Ayas Luna hand cannon. Yeah. What are some other metas back then?
It was a Lunas Howl.
Lunas Howl. Oh,
the Clever Shotgun.
The Clever Dragon.
Clever Dragon
was the meta after they got rid of the grass.
Yeah.
And me, that's what me and Craig were dying to get. We were trying to get your roll with the Clever Dragon pulse rifle.
It was the best roll.
All right, so I just want to talk it out.
Yeah,
it's good. We talked about that.
I think that was the one thing that I missed the most about Destiny 1 because they don't have that in Destiny 2 anymore.
You know what? I miss Destiny 1.
Destiny
the
1.
The tower was more comfortable to walk around.
Man,
in.
And, I remember. You know, playing Destiny when it first came out and just not playing it. And then I remember working at the store and hearing Bobby and Eric talk about it and then being like bugging them all the time about it until finally Bobby
did
was
Bob
like,
get you into that game?
He did. He looked at me and
he needed help,
a person.
I remember back then,
remember,
years ago,
Eric
Griffin and my brother, they were doing Prison of Elders. Do you remember you have to go to the Reef?
Mm-hmm.
Prison of Elders? It's Prison of Elders. It's that whole thing.
Yeah.
And they needed a third person.
He looks at me and he goes, do you play video games? I'm like, I do. And I was like, I don't have an Xbox. Blah, blah, blah. He was like, go buy one. I was like, maybe. He was like, if you want dates, go buy an Xbox. And I was like, fuck. All right.
Oh, so he blackmailed you.
He did blackmail.
So basically, if you don't play what I want you to play, your comedy career is going to be... Right here, I could boost your comedy career if you got an Xbox.
I went and bought an Xbox, and I remember coming home. My fiance was like, what's this? I'm like, I'm playing video games with Bobby Lee and Eric Griffin. And she's like,
oh,
all right. And then I ended up being, it would end up like once I started playing Taken King and realizing how fucking fun it was.
Wait, refresh my memory. What was that DLC?
Taken King was the DLC that really got everyone back into it.
Was it the one where I have to jump on the platform?
Jump on the platforms. All the dude, that was. The nights of us screaming at each other.
How many
and
fights
yelling,
have we had?
Dude, that was so much
have
fun.
Have I yelled
though.
At Eric as well?
We yelled at everybody. It was
no,
so much fun.
No, but did I
fun.
Get in a fight with Eric?
I don't know. I can't remember.
I've gotten in
so.
Like
I
10
think,
fights
yeah.
with Craig.
What my favorite, though, is like screaming at the headset.
No, we've gotten into
like
it.
This, screaming with my controller in my hand, and then just have my headset, and I turn, and like my fiance's just like sticking her head out of the bedroom, like, what the fuck are you doing?
You know, our girlfriends, they don't take too kindly to this type of gaming, do they?
Well, it's also because of how we get.
Yeah, we get loud.
I get so
and
loud.
And I sometimes violent.
I threw my controller at...
you get mad too, bro. Don't point it on me.
I threw my
You've
controller...
You've gotten mad too,
oh,
bro.
So mad. I threw my controller at the wall once, and she came out, and she was like, if you ever do that again.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I felt so bad, because she'd never seen me get violent like that.
I'll be honest with you. The reason why I stopped D2 also is because I would solo queue in PvP, and then anyone you come across are teams.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, getting, they're talking how we talk.
Yeah, you're getting double
teamed. So it's like I'm getting double shotted. You know, they're triple teaming me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is just bull crap. I don't want to play this.
Was it you and me? Remember that time we ran into your brother and he left? When he had left and then we were like messing around on patrol and then we ran into him?
Oh, like that was probably 3-4 in the morning one night.
Yeah. And then
you would always pop off and go. You'd be like, "I'm hungry. I'm gonna go to Taco Bell."
Oh, yeah.
And then like we wouldn't hear from you for like hours. Yeah.
An hour later.
All right. So we spent a good 30 minutes talking about video games. Let's go back to your comedy career because you're doing so well. How did you get to a point? Okay, let's start talking. I'm gonna ask you a series of questions, and then you just let it soak in. I'm gonna ask you. How, when you start doing open mics, when you got to the point where you got into the roast battling and where you're at now with your management and gigs.
The open mics I did, I mean, I would run into you at open mics when I'd be here.
That's
Rock,
right.
Paper, Coffee.
Yeah.
That's
a tough, it was a tough racket.
Yeah. That is now.
So explain back then, it's no longer around, right?
No, it's now a like very posh coffee bar.
Okay. Well, explain back then what that was.
So it was an open mic you'd go to, you'd sign up. It was literally just a coffee place. Like they just had a beat down espresso machine and terrible pastries. And all of the comics in town would come and sign up. But it was the only mic that went from like what? From 4 to like...
I would skateboard over there at 4 o'clock.
It'd go from 4 to like 7 to 8.
I'd buy a croissant and a small coffee. And then you would sign a list.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd pay. Is it pay to play?
That's, well, you were buying.
Oh, no,
food.
That's at Marty's.
Yeah, that's at Marty's.
Okay, sorry. We'll get to Marty's. And then you literally wait for your turn and literally... The stage was literally this corner.
Oh, yeah.
So it was literally...
With a mic like this.
Yeah, you're just like this. and you're performing, and there's three other open micers just looking
and
at you.
And there's people walking past you trying to get coffee, and you're just like, so I'm fucking this chick. And the person's what?
Yeah, I remember I was doing, like, I was trying to do my thing, and this girl literally just walked right in front of me, like, and I'm like, I got so frustrated. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Those
you know who supported me through this whole time and who still supports me? Craig.
He's a great friend, man.
I'd come to his apartment depressed, and he would say, "You're doing it, man. Keep going, man." And then I'd be like, "Dude, there's no one laughing at my jokes." He's like, "But you're doing it." And then this is me going to explain to Marty what Marty's is.
Marty's was like,
that's another mic.
It was like a dude's living room. That
Marty's
would...
like a 67-year-old. White guy who's balding as well.
And you pay to just kind of be in the building, and you could do as much time as you want in three different rooms.
It's literally a workshop.
No one there.
So literally, you would sign a list there, and then you'd give your $5 to Marty. And sometimes, well, there was a keyboard there too. Yeah. Sometimes he would ignore your set and just put on the headphones and just play the keyboard. And then you would be performing in front of maybe one to two, three people as well.
Yeah.
Because you know that they had a patio area. Mm-hmm. You guys smoke weed out there, drink beer, mm-hmm. and then that's it.
Yeah.
How does one make it? I have to commend you. How did you make it through the open mic circuit in Los Angeles?
I don't know, man. Because,
man, that's a tough racket.
I think a lot of it was getting in at the store, you know? It was working at the store and then working, because I started helping set up and work Roast Battle. So that was an open mic before it was even
a
show.
I'm so happy you did the roast thing, man. Because that opened that.
Yeah, that blew.
That opened the secret hatchet for you. Yeah. You just went from here, and then you just navigated your way to different levels.
Featuring as much as possible. And then I got management out of it. So it's like, I still work at the store checking IDs, but it's like, I just got to go to South by.
Can we shout out your manager real quick?
Yeah.
Or what? What's his name?
Todd Sellers and Jeff Chetty at Brillstein Entertainment Partners.
There you go.
Yeah, man.
So when did this... What are you laughing at, dude? You're doing great, by the way. How's the sound? Okay, is it still rolling? How did you... When did this whole roast battling scene pop off?
It was an open mic, and then it was like a segment in the open mic, so people would kind of just do it as for fun. It was Josh Martin and Kenny Lyon, two guys that were signing up for a mic.
Kenny.
Yeah, yeah. So they were going to get in a fight.
He's Latino too. Yeah. Long hair, skateboards.
Yeah.
That's my homie.
Yeah, they were going to get in a fight because Kenny wasn't old enough to be there, and Josh Martin.
That's a homie. He's always been nice to me.
And Josh Martin worked there, and he was like, "Hey, you need to fucking leave because you're not old enough to be here." And then he was like, "Fuck that, I'll fight you." And then Moses was like,
"Oh, Kenny said that?"
Yeah, he was "You guys can't fight. We just got this room back." He was like, "So you guys are going to write jokes and then come back." And that's how it started.
It started that way.
Okay. So they came back, they wrote jokes about each other, and it was funny. So then they asked for more people, and then so they'd have the mic, but
this was a weekly thing then?
Yeah, every night someone would show up and they'd battle each other, and then it got to a point where people would just show up to watch the battle.
The roast?
Yeah, not even, no, it was just called the battle.
Oh, okay.
It was just a battle. Uh-huh. It was before it was the roast battle. And then it got so big that, like, if you were the comic before the battle, it was a tough spot. Because, like, people would
people are waiting for the battle.
And then if you were the comic right after
the
battle.
Was it in the OR or the belly room?
The belly room. So if you were the comic right after the battle, you were fucked because everyone would leave right after the battles would end. So, like, after that started happening, we were like, all right, we got to put the battles at the end.
Yeah.
And then Ross showed up, and then it became, and then, you know, he helped.
With Jeff Ross?
Yeah, and then he helped.
He's the master, right? The roast master.
Yeah, I mean, he really helped make it a thing.
Like, cultivate
it. Yeah, he helped cultivate it. He didn't, like, you know, he was very good in the way, like, he didn't, like, want to fuck with it too much, but he was, like, you know, he'd, like, definitely help mold it and stuff, which was great.
Wow.
He's a very nice guy.
Okay, my next question is, when did it pop off from the belly room, that scene, to you getting on Comedy Central?
There was a season that happened before I got picked. And there was a lot of very bitter feelings.
what do you mean by that?
Because it was like I was a young kid. I was working the door. I had helped.
Wait, how many years ago was this?
Oh, this was 2 years ago since my season.
Yeah.
A year ago since season one.
Yeah.
And then before they did season one, they had taken it to JFL. So it was like 3 years before they got to my season.
What's JFL?
Just for Laughs.
Oh, Just for Laughs.
So I was so.
No, wait. Explain to the viewer.
Just for Laughs is a big festival in Canada.
In Montreal.
It's like the big, big festival that everyone wants to go
so
to.
So I think Just for Laughs is like a debut for the up and coming comics. And you have to be
big comics.
And you have to be invited.
You have to be invited. So, like, as a young comic that's, like, working on a show that's hot and that's getting to go to these big places.
Yeah.
And then to not get invited.
I don't think my brother ever got invited.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about Just for Last all the time.
Yeah.
And it was like, so to see all my friends get to go and, like, basically, like, to see the band get to go and then me just kind of stay, as a young comic, it fucking killed me. But
so also, what are the lucrative opportunities for doing such a festival like Just for Laughs in Montreal?
It's to meet people.
To get management.
To get management.
To get more shows.
Yes, and to meet people and just kind of, so like, but also like the reason I didn't go was a very obvious reason was like, you know, I had no credits. I was just a no name at the time. You know what I mean? It was, it's so hard. It's so hard to like pull for this kid.
Yeah.
When it's like they've got people with credits that are already at the festival.
Right.
So
it
was just a lesson that I had to learn as a young comic. And
right,
I did.
Right.
So then when season one happened, they booked other people too. And I remember just being so frustrated. But it was also like, yeah, man, because they need big names to make the show get. Mm-hmm. To a season two. So when
then
season,
how did you get
season two happened? They to picked that point. A bunch of people, and then I was the last one they picked because they had like
he's a champion.
Yeah,
by
they
way.
Had auditions.
He's the champion.
They had auditions. Well, they had they came and watched all the battles. So I had a battle of dude. I battled Doug, and then
at the store.
I lost that battle, but they liked the battle so much they picked me to do the prelims, and I battled a kid in a wheelchair. And then I crushed that so well because everyone was like, oh, this is either going to go bad or this is going to go good. And it went really well.
What'd you say to the guy in the wheelchair? I'm just curious.
I had to write jokes to where it was like, because it's like obvious I can make fun of his wheelchair, but it's like, that's just so
it's
fucking.
The obvious
it's
thing. Why would you do that?
It's bad taste. So, but also like, he was so cool because he was like, if you don't write the best jokes that I know you can, and if you hold back because I'm in a wheelchair, that's when I'll be offended. And
so he told you this before you guys filming?
Yeah. So
wait, backstage or like in the
before
green room?
Before we even started writing jokes. So that was like, he was like, I'm going to write the meanest shit I can, so
yeah,
you should too.
You should too. Okay.
So I was like, okay.
You know what? I like that.
And I respect him
so
much.
He's like, you know what?
Yeah. He's like, don't treat me any fucking
different. Yeah, treat me like
all the other comics. Yeah. He's like, what do you know?
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
So, give me your best.
Yeah. And that was good. It was great. I said, because he was from Long Beach, I said he's from Long Beach and his favorite rapper Snoop Dogg because he is also a Crip. I said,
whoa.
I said,
all right, that's enough.
Yeah. No, I have one more.
You said enough.
Okay, I had one more. I said,
Hold up. Let me ask you. You thought of that when you were high.
Oh, I do most writing when I'm stoned. I said,
we'll get to that too.
I said that his girlfriend doesn't get along with his parents because they all pick fruit and she picked a vegetable. Because his family's Mexican.
Yeah, great.
And then I said, what was the last one I said? I said that the day he found out he was going to be on Comedy Central, he shit himself.
Yeah.
And then he found out he was going to be on Comedy Central.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
that probably did well, huh?
Oh, it crushed. But those were like really, I mean, I had to write well-written jokes.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
how many jokes do you have like per round?
It was just for the TV, for the show, you have to do 4 jokes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a fifth overtime.
Have you ever, like, has your mind 3. Ever went blank?
Of course.
On stage?
Of course.
Well, then what do you do?
You fucking figure it out. You just pull whatever you have out of your ass. And then sometimes it hits. I've been doing a joke and I fumbled the words and then it ended up being way better than the way I originally wrote it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just hit. And I remember just like everyone's dying. And in my head, I'm just like, oh shit. That was so close to not being good.
Good. Oh, yeah. So as far as you being in the moment on stage against your opponent, like what kinds of, like mentally, what are you just thinking of the joke? Think of your joke. Remember your joke. Like what's going on up here?
I remember all my jokes, and I try to keep it like punches. You know what I mean? Because you don't know if someone's going to step on something, because that's happened where judges have stepped on something.
What does that even mean?
Like I'll have a judge be like, oh, this guy looks like blah, 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 blah. And it may not be the same joke, but it's like kind of in the similar vein. So it's like, fuck, I can't say that now.
Oh,
because
someone's
already said it, and that's already in their head. So I got to switch up my order. And then when you switch it now you're like doing this
in your
mind.
But
also you're just sitting here.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So
there's a lot of like mental strategy and like mind games.
Yeah. Stand up is, I feel like, a little bit easier in the sense because it's like, you know, you all know all your jokes.
It's just jokes.
Yeah.
Jokes.
But roast battle, I love it because it's like I'm not an adrenaline junkie.
But do you get adrenaline?
That's the only thing I do that I still get crazy butterflies. It's like getting in a fight. Because you're getting in a fight.
Yeah. Verbally.
Verbal,
yeah.
It's a verbal fight.
Your joke versus my joke.
Yeah. And then it's like, what are they going to say about me? Because you don't know what they're going to say. And then it might crush.
Yeah.
That feeling of someone's joke just like, crushing. And you're like, oh, man, I hope this next thing that I say is good.
Yeah. How did you, so when did you realize you got picked for Comedy Central?
They called me and I was answering phones at the Comedy Store.
That's how it happened.
I was at the Comedy Store answering phones, working, and they called me and Jeff and the producers and Moe's were on the phone. They're like, Do you want to do roast battle this year? And I remember just being
How many contestants do they pick?
They pick 16.
So you're one of the 16.
Yeah, and I just remember being like, yes, I do want to do it. I'm
happy for you. We were all happy when we found out. We were like, whoa.
Yeah, it was,
we were tripping, remember? We were tripping on you. Dude, like,
it was an insane feeling. And then once.
So what was that experience like, dude? Like, let's talk about some rounds. And like, it was, like, the first round was where you got
so
butterflies?
They gave us 2 weeks to prepare for the first round. And then after that, it was, I think, 3 days. And then the last battle, you had to prepare for 2 battles because you didn't know who you were going up against.
So that was a mind
game.
So
the final four, it was like you had to write for 3 people. The person you were battling and then maybe whoever won the
second. Wait a minute. So you had a kind of – you didn't know who you were going to go against. So you had to write in your hotel room?
No. You knew who you were going against. Some people wrote jokes for everybody at the beginning.
Oh, memorized every single for everyone?
Or just had jokes ready. I took it as this approach of like I'm going to do it battle by battle.
One person at a time.
Because then it's like I'm not going to exhaust myself. I'm also not
mentally
going to overwrite.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bet. And then that's how I took it. And I think that is what helped me win. Because it was like I didn't stress. I was just like this.
Okay, so as you're in this, there's a competition, dude. It's like UFC, but verbal.
Yeah,
like
my
warfare.
Living room looked like a serial killer's
living room.
I'm
sure it did.
There was pictures of everybody.
Index cards.
It was
stuff
nuts.
Like this.
Stuff on the floor.
Like this.
Yeah, pizza boxes.
Yeah.
It was just, Hannah was so upset for
but
3 weeks.
But, dude, this is, but look where you're now.
Of course, yeah.
You could probably move into a better place as well.
Yeah.
So did you, when you won the first round, were you like, oh, I won?
I was like, all right, cool.
Is it elimination?
It was elimination. I never thought. I was always like, I had the mindset of if it happens, it happens. Take it battle at a time. Because I didn't want to be like, I'm going to win this whole thing. I always just had this mindset of I could win this whole thing.
So when did you start believing
that I could win it? I think it was the night before the finals because it was the finals. And I remember I just finished running all of my jokes and I went into the back green room of the store and everyone was chilling there. Chappelle was there and I walked in.
Dave Chappelle was there?
And then he was just, because he'd been watching the battles the whole night, all the night.
So he's seen you.
Yes. So when I walked back there, he was just like, he was like,
that's just, isn't that weird to say? I just thought of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird to say? Hold up. Let's not
it's,
I don't want to breeze past that, but you just said, Dave Chappelle saw you. You go, oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's,
isn't that no one could, not a lot of people could say that. Like Dave Chappelle watched my comedy roast.
It's a thing that I,
that's
constantly
crazy,
have to
dude,
like,
I got to give Dappy up for that, dude.
The first time he saw me battle, it was me and Jay.
I'm a big fan
and then
of his.
He invited us to open up for him at Club Bahia. And that was the first.
Dave did?
Yeah, invited roast battle. So it was us and like three other battles. So we got to battle in front of him. And the crazy thing about that was the audience had no clue what it was. So we had to come up. We did it. And like the Golden State Warriors were there. So the crazy thing, it was so cool for me and Jay because it was like the first time we've ever been to like a professional show. So at this time, we're still two years into working at the store. Still fucking like door guys, like making minimum wage. I think
how much does a door man?
Minimum wage. We make minimum wage. We don't make
a lot.
So
a door guy at the store makes minimum wage. Yeah.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Sorry about that. No, it's okay. We're good. We're good. Sorry about that. We're good. We're good, right? The audio's good. Okay.
But so like we go to the show. all the other comics that were on ended up having to leave because they have other spots during the week. But me and Jay have like artist wristbands, and we're just like, dude, let's fucking hang out. You know what I mean?
Crazy.
So we hang out. We get to meet the Golden State Warriors. And I'm from San Jose, so it's a fucking huge deal for me.
Oh, it's huge.
Trying so hard not to freak out.
You didn't fan out, though.
Oh, no.
But you knew the players?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Are you kidding me?
I'm
talking to Clay Thompson. I was like, oh, yeah, you're cool.
I knew you were a Dodgers fan. I didn't know you were into basketball.
Yeah, he's just like, where are you from? Like San Jose? He's like, oh, so you like a Golden State Warriors fan? I'm like, I was like, yeah, man. I don't want to like make a big deal about it, but yeah, I'm a big fan. Mm-hmm. And he was just like, oh, that's cool, man. He was like, I don't know, you do stand up. I was like, yeah, this is cool. It was just insane talking to the guy. Yeah. But
would you be more nervous meeting the Beastie Boys or them?
Beastie Boys. I mean, I just get nervous meeting like people I really fucking like. It's just, you know what it's like.
Yeah, I would get nervous meeting the Beastie Boys.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm still nervous whenever I see Chappelle come by. But so
I would be very nervous. Probably wouldn't be able to look at him in his eyes. Yeah, but keep going.
So the night before the finals, I walk in the green room. He's sitting there. And
how big is the green room? Is it like
the back bar is kind of like a little bit bigger.
Where the fridge is?
Yeah. Oh, and it's just the back bar.
Okay.
And he's like,
he walks up to you?
No. I just walk in and he's like, oh, I'm surprised you're here. He's like, I thought you'd be out. And I'm like, no, I ran.
Will you talk to him?
Yeah. He knows. He knows my name. Well, because he's
damn,
known
Dave
me.
Chappelle, dude.
Well, he's known me since I've worked the door checking IDs.
Okay.
So like I would have to.
Oh,
like,
so he's familiar with
you. He's familiar with my face, but he's also seen me go from working the door to winning
this thing
to like opening for other people.
How does that make you feel now in hindsight?
It's
that must feel good.
He's like my, he's like one of my favorites. You know?
Yeah. Who doesn't like Chappelle? Yeah.
But he was like, I'm surprised you're here. He's like, I thought you'd be like out. And I'm like, well, I ran all my jokes. I'm ready. I think I'm good. And he just kind of looks at me and he goes, I think you're going to win it. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, I just think you're going to win it. And I don't know if it was him saying it to me or me just believing it. But after he said it, I was just like, all right, cool. So then after Joe and then after like going into the last battle, I was just like, all right, I just got to do the jokes. That's
where
it.
Was the this thing filmed?
At the House of Blues.
It's at the House of Blues.
Across
the street. Okay, gotcha.
So I just remember just being like, all right, that's it. I just got to like.
That's convenient for you, though.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you could prep there, then cross the street.
You know what's really funny? It's the finals, night before the finals. I couldn't get my shift covered at the store.
Oh,
so I had to.
Well, me and Craig could have covered it for
so
you.
So I had to work. So it's the night before the finals. So I couldn't get my shift covered. So I have to work the back door, and I'm still just like going.
Wait
over my
a minute,
order.
Dude! Doesn't Adam or Tommy or whoever was in charge? They realize this is a big opportunity for you?
Well, it's the night before, so I'm not on the show. It's the night before the finals.
So you had to commit
night.
To a shift.
Yeah. So I had. So I just went. I couldn't get it covered. So So I'm working the back door, and then I have to change the marquee. And I'm changing the marquee
outside
the night before the finals. And on the marquee of the
House of Blues
is
directly across the street
is Roast Battle Finals. It's all of our names. And it's just like Ross has a picture of it. It's me changing the marquee in my outfit the night before the finals. And it's got the backdrop.
Oh, the contrast.
Yeah. And then he's
dude,
just
dude, that's
like
a movie scene.
He's just like, he was sitting there and he's just like, that's so crazy. He's like, this
dude, I almost got goosebumps.
He's like,
that.
He's killing it across the street and he's still changing the goddamn marquee. And then, so like, when I won, it was like
it
was a really big deal. So when I won, it was like a huge deal.
I'm
to like,
so proud of you,
it,
dude.
It meant a lot to a lot
dude,
of
we were so
people.
Happy for you. Yeah.
And someone posted that picture
that's
when
crazy.
I won. They were just
wasn't
like
Sarah Silverman one of the judges?
A lot of people, it was a crazy, someone put a, made a, said it perfectly. They're like, if you wrote this as a movie,
it would be the cheesiest
movie ever.
It just came out
absolutely cheesy.
Picture perfect for
he
you.
He was like, the way that it happened organically.
Yeah. Just between me and you. Insane. Were you high before the final?
No,
you don't have to. Just between
as,
me and you.
Not as much because the thing about getting stoned when I perform, if it's like a regular show and there's no pressure, I'll get stoned. I'll feel relaxed. It's fine. But if I feel like there's pressure, that's when like getting too high can be a problem. Because then I start to like freak out and then like get sick. So for the finals and for Roast Battle, I would smoke 3 hours before, but I'd only smoke like a joint. And I wouldn't smoke anymore after that. So by the time the finals would show up, I was
kind of
a little bit.
Not really.
But not really.
I was coming down.
I was still like kind of just ready. So I was just in a very perfect zone. I had to like time it perfectly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that was methodical. Like you smoking and then you timed it. You looked at the watch.
I knew I would
clock.
Freak out.
Because
I mean, it's a very intense, high pressure situation.
Dang, dude, that's crazy. You won the roast Comedy Central Roast Battle. Yeah. Now, after this was all done, like, Did you notice vast changes the way people like treated
Absolutely.
You? Like, tell me that. I'm interested. Because before, you're working the door at the store, putting up the letters on the marquee, then you win this huge competition.
And then people start.
Instagram's like.
People start fucking with you. Well,
yeah, and then people start coming
Rogan
out.
Had me on his podcast because Rogan's known me since working at the store.
I forgot you did Rogan.
Yeah. So Rogan had me on
did
his
you know
podcast.
That, Craig?
Rogan had me on his podcast because he saw me win. But
I'd be more nervous to do that.
I was very nervous doing that.
did you get high for that?
I did.
Okay.
I should have came up with more things to talk about.
Did you guys smoke together?
Yes, absolutely.
You guys smoke together?
Yeah, of course. Oh. So cool.
We're at the podcast show?
Yeah, he's a great dude. Super cool dude. Chill.
So this is before like Jamie's like loading all this stuff?
Yeah. We're just getting high talking stuff.
Dang.
He's a great dude. But yeah, so.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was nuts. But he watched me since I was working at the store again. I would go to open mics and I'd post pictures.
Is he a nice guy?
Very nice guy.
The only times I've seen him, it's like I've just like kind of walked by and then like Bob talked to him or like Dave Cho saw him one time.
Very cool dude.
But But he's really down to earth, right?
Very cool dude.
Yeah.
And then I remember, he was just, the podcast was great, but the way people treat you differently, it was definitely interesting. Like,
give me some examples.
I still do open mics. I was still doing open mics. So all my friends.
But
that
didn't
I would,
that raise your?
I still do open mics.
You just won this Comedy Central thing, dude.
But it's also like I still got
to
work.
That's not open mic. You should at least be like, hey, my rate is this.
The next day, I went to an open mic, and my friend looks at me and he goes, "What are you doing here?" And I'm like, "I still got to do comedy." You know what I mean? Like life doesn't change.
Wait. That's my next question. How did other comics like treat you after that?
A lot of comics were very like the comics that like were still like, I mean, not say my level because I'm still very much an open mic. I still consider myself very much an open mic comic, so I still go to open mics. Yeah, you gotta perfect your craft. But I remember like,
what, you still go to open
mic? Yeah, are you kidding me?
No,
of course. I still run
no,
some too.
No, you won the roast, dude.
I love comedy.
You don't
man.
Need that no more.
I love comedy. You can't
you
be
have a, to do open mics
yeah, no one's above comedy, man. No one's
no, but can't
comedy.
You do it like Griffin?
I can do
like
shows.
Griffin ain't doing open mics.
Yeah,
but why does he not have to do open mics?
I don't know. He's different. He's already headlining. You know what I mean? He's
my brother
got,
ain't doing open mics.
But they've already got weekend.
Theo Vaughn ain't doing open
they've
mics.
They've got weekend shows.
Chris D'Elia ain't doing open mics.
They've got like weekend shows. I'm still just the
Santino
feature.
Ain't doing open mics. So you have to be at a certain stature not to do open mics.
Some people don't like them. Some people do. I don't mind them. I think I'll if I there's like I'll go like this is how weird I am. I'll go with people.
No, I like that you do that, but I'm just giving you both sides.
I'll go with people to weekends, and it'll be like a Thursday. I'll be like, all right, I got to get out of here. There's still an open mic I can hit at this other place.
So how many mics are you hitting tonight? You hitting one tonight?
Not tonight, because I have the roast battle.
Okay. But usually.
Yeah.
When do you, how many?
If I don't have a show.
Yeah, go ahead.
If I don't have a show, I'll hit an open mic. Like this week, I pretty much have shows the whole week.
But how many mics a night?
Mics a night? If I'm off, I'll try to do two.
Two.
Yes, at least two or one.
Okay, for these kids who want to do comedy because they're watching this interview, what would you say to up and coming comics? Like, what do they need to do to get
day,
to your level?
Go to mics all the time, but also make sure you're progressing in some way. Like, also know that the mics aren't going to be where you make everything. Like, you can that's where you go to learn how to be on stage and talk to people. And then try to get fun. Build that 5 minutes so that you can do it in front of a club. And then, because the way to do it is to be an MC and feature. Like, all after right. I won Roast Battle.
But you started doing that right away after, right?
Yeah, right after I won Roast Battle.
You did La Brea. You did
Irvine. Yeah, I was already
kind
of seeing a little
bit.
But they wanted me to headline. I was like, I don't have the time.
Well, explain to the viewers, what's the difference between emceeing, being the opener, and headlining? Like, explain that.
So MC does 10 to 15, and you're basically just bringing everybody up. You start the show. Featured is 20 to 25, sometimes 30. Headliners do 45, 60, and that's usually how it is. So a club will hire you based on that. And then so I jumped from MC to feature, and then I featured for, like, everybody after Roast Battle.
So how many minutes does feature?
Feature is 25 to 30.
You got 25 minutes?
I didn't have it before, man. And that was the thing is, like, people were like, you're going to keep roast battling? He's like, no, I want to focus on stand-up because I want to be a good stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So you're saying, okay, so the people that don't need to do open mics are people like D'Elia, my brother, Santino,
absolutely,
Griffin.
Because they're
getting booked on the weekends.
Yeah, man.
They're making thousands on the weekends, like in San Antonio.
You know, they have their fans already.
Yeah.
And like, I'm going to go.
But you got your own fans.
Yeah. But like, I'm going to go into Phoenix, and then I'm doing the Ice House.
Yeah,
but I still like doing mics.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all proud of you, man.
Thanks, man.
This is great. We're doing good. You know, it's 8:45, so we're good. Are we 15 more minutes? Do you mind?
No, we can go. I'm having so much fun.
You are? Mm-hmm. Thanks, dude. You really saved the day. Thanks, thank you, man. Thank you. And you're going to get on here eventually. Oh, yeah. You know that, right? Yeah. There's changes going on right now. I'll update everyone when we get to that point. So what are you doing now in video? Like, what games are you playing now? Like, what are you guys playing? Like, I lost track of what.
So, Apex Legends.
What is that?
It's, do you remember Titanfall?
Yeah, kind
of. Do you remember Call of Duty?
Warfare? Yeah, I do.
So those guys left Infinity Ward and started their own company, and then they started making Titanfall. They
made
Titanfall 1 and then 2. Looks like he's taking his pants off. So then they made this game called Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Great game. It's Battle Royale mode, but it's kind of, there's like abilities and stuff.
Is it a first-person shooter?
But the way they released it is they didn't announce it. They just like showed the trailer, like, hey, there's this new game we're working on, and it's available now. They dropped
it. Okay,
like
out of the WFE, who's all playing it?
All of us right now, right? Yeah. I'm playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
There you go.
And I absolutely love it.
You didn't do Red Dead Redemption?
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You played it all the way through?
Yep.
Okay, don't tell me the story. I haven't finished it. Yeah. Okay. Can I tell you who's the best with that first-person shooter on this new game?
Who?
Coke.
Yeah.
Why is he so much better than all the rest of us?
I don't know, man.
We talk about it all the time.
He's just got that
We have theories.
What's theories?
Because he's a fighter.
Yeah. Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got so frustrated playing against him because he would like just jump in the air with his guns and go pop, 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 and I'm dead. Like, yeah.
He's quick, man. He's okay. Good.
I'm just going to throw questions out just WFE questions.
Okay.
WFE questions. Who's the second best player besides Coke out of the whole group of us? Or you guys?
Because
I've been gone for a while.
Game? Because I do think.
No. I'm going to start be easy. I'm going to take. This is easy. This is easy one. Don't get defensive yet. Yeah, don't get defensive because you're looking at Craig. Destiny 2.
Probably Arthur.
Think about it. You know, the kid got good, huh?
I mean, Gavin's great, but he's not.
No, we're not counting Gavin.
Just WFE.
Yeah.
You know what? Were we talking PvP or just?
PvP.
Craig's been beating me a lot lately.
Yes.
And I don't want to say it. I don't want to look at him while I say it.
Wait, Craig's been beating you.
Craig's been really stepping up his Destiny game. And you know what?
What is it?
I don't know how to catch up. With Destiny.
With this Fist of Havoc?
I don't know if it's like, he's just doing really well in Destiny 2 right now. I also stopped playing a lot. But I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, I stopped playing and that's why he's so much better than me.
So you're saying Craig's number two?
Craig's number two right now on Destiny.
Maybe Arthur. Arthur's pretty good too.
Arthur's definitely close third. Arthur's definitely third. Griffin is not in the top three, and he's probably going to curse me out when he hears about this. But I think I'm after Craig and Arthur. I think me and Arthur are very much tied for fourth place.
Well, wait. What about Eric Griffin?
Actually, Griffin's gotten better
because
Fusion Rifles are back.
Yeah.
That Wise and Rebuke.
Black Ops, though? Black Ops, what would you say the rankings are?
Yeah, Black Ops.
Yeah, Black Ops, are you Coke.
Are you good at that?
I'm pretty good. Coke's better than me.
No, explain to me. I don't know what the game is.
Is there different guns,
in weapons?
Attachments, stuff like that. Yeah.
So there's an auto rifle.
Yeah, shotguns.
Is there scout rifles?
Sniper rifles.
You can snipe?
Yeah, semi-automatics.
Oh, does Coke snipe?
He's a beast with sniper. I'm not too bad at the paladin either.
He's really good at
really
sniping,
good,
dude.
Man.
I don't know. He's really good at
Apex
that.
Apex Legends, who do you think is...
Explain what that is again.
It's like Overwatch.
It's like
Titanfall.
Overwatch. Okay.
It's Battle Royale.
Yeah, it's Battle Royale. It's a lot of fun, too. Same thing, attachments. Just quicker. So much fast paced.
Yeah.
The powers are so much fun.
Yeah. What game... Okay, so this is a general question. Let's go outside of WFE. Just general talk as far as gaming. What do you think the future holds for like, do you think we're going to be soon with the Oculus and like, do you think gaming's going to be like
very like 3D virtual reality?
Yeah. Where we're like shut-ins and like,
I don't know. I feel like they haven't figured out, like, you look at those all immersive games where it's like, you know, cause they want to get to the point where like you plug in, you can like run around and do stuff. But as you realize that it's like, there's so many peripherals that have to be made for that to happen. It's almost like you see people like in like treadmill like things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they have the gun in their hand and they're like doing this. I don't know if it'll ever get to like that where it's like that super streamlined because those setups are so expensive.
Yeah.
I already know
like there's a market that no one's talking about is the masturbation market.
Oh, yeah.
Because what are you laughing at, Craig? So what's going to happen is
they have that already.
I know, but let's talk about it. Yeah, so it's going to be VR and then you're going to have some kind of attachment like a fleshlight where you're looking at it. And then you could put your oil or your Vaseline inside the fleshlight. And it's going to be like a virtual world thing where it's so believable because, you know, it's like
your senses
you know, it's like an avatar of something and you're like engaged with it.
Would you do it?
I have a girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
I have a girlfriend. Ask me if I didn't have a girlfriend.
If you didn't have a girlfriend, would you do it?
Absolutely.
You'd totally fuck one of those robots?
Absolutely.
Have you seen those Tengu cups?
Is it like similar to this? Wait, hold up. Don't touch it. Yeah, don't touch it. This is my business. Yeah. I showed this too.
So,
This is the Dante Chang episode.
Yeah, it's like that, but imagine 1,000 times better.
Hold up. There might be juices in here. Do you want to smell it? You don't want to.
There's a moment in my head where I was like, I kind of do.
Unless you like seafood.
Crawfish? So imagine if Apple made those.
So yeah,
that's what they have. They have the Tengu cups are like that in Japan.
Oh, I've used one of those.
I have too. When I went to Japan, fabulous. They're great.
I love the Tengu.
It's like imagine like you know those like eggs with like putty in it. Imagine that, but it's like something you can wrap around your dick like a sock and then come and do. It's pretty insane.
So basically, I'm gonna just explain to you. Just use your imagination. It's a tiny little cup. And I just want to show you my Vaseline jar and tell me what do you think I do with it mostly. I'm gonna open it up. Just the first thing that comes to mind. Can I show the camera?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean.
What are you, a fist fighter? Jesus Christ.
These are when my girlfriend's not around. This is my masturbation methods.
How much lube do you need?
Well, what'd you say?
Listen, how much lube do you need? Yeah,
can I explain? I mean, since I already let the rabbit out of the bag.
No pun intended.
I
speaking of our newest sponsor, the rabbit.
Well, you know, I would love Vaseline as a sponsor because I use so much petroleum jelly. So Vaseline, if you're out there, holler at me, QUANGOU on Instagram and we'll talk. You have to wash this out nightly, but
was that originally,
well, it's a double side. It's
was
double
that originally
sided.
A pearl white.
It's a double
cup. Oh, okay.
But do you see how wet it is on this side? dude, you have to look at me. Do you see how wet it is there?
Why is it so moist?
So, cause I use it. That's why. So what happens, okay, this is ready to go. So what happens is
this
I...
This is ready to go.
This engine's ready. So I won't open it, but I'll stick my index finger in, and then I'll do a little circular, like clockwise circular, like swiggle it in there. And then...
Foreplay.
I don't know about that, but I guess you could call it that. I guess it is foreplay. And then I have a heater, I have a Black & Decker heater over there. And I put it on the high heat setting.
And you set it in front of it?
No. So I'm laying down naked at this point and I'm getting my phone ready and my headphones. People already know this, but this is killing time.
What's crazy is that
we have 6 minutes left.
Hold on. I got to tell you setup afterwards.
Yeah. But you have a setup too?
Don't get me started. Continue. Yeah.
There you go. And so, yeah, I get my video ready, got my headphones ready. And then while I'm looking through my videos, it's like I'm multitasking. I'm heating this on the side. I'm heating it down here. So it's like, and I'm looking and I'm like with one hand, I'm doing this. But at the same time, I'm heating up this. But I'm more interested on what you do.
All right. So I have a heating blanket in my room.
Wait, say that again.
There's a heating blanket in my room. I'll turn that on, usually because when no one's around.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'll have my phone, right? And then I'll just do it old school. That's usually my setup.
What about a heating blanket?
Like there's a blanket that's heated and I'll lay
down. So you lie in a hot blanket and you just beat off?
Yeah, it's
dude,
it's like,
see, that's more, it's like a that's sauna. Even more weirder than all the stuff I
How
said.
Is that you weird? Know, it's so comfortable. It's like I'm treating myself.
Dude.
The heating blanket isn't there so I could jerk off. It's there because it's cold at night and that's how I sleep.
You feel comfy.
It's just warm. Yeah, it's nice.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you have like this robotic contraption.
No. What I was going to say is I had one of those Tengu cups in Japan.
Of course.
Because in Japan, great. The guys don't fuck anything.
Yeah,
they're
great.
So overworked.
Yeah.
And they sell the cups. Like, you know how when we go to like CVS, they have those last minute buys, those fiber energy drinks?
Yeah.
They have those, but they're Tengu cups. They're like $2. They're sold out every time.
So is that the name of the company?
Tengu. T-E-N-G-U.
Say it again.
Tengu cup.
Spell it out.
T-E-N-G-U-C-U-P.
So, Tengu, if you're out there, we're looking for sponsors for the Stevie Weeby Show. I would love, dude, I could sell these things.
Oh, absolutely.
I could sell them like,
bro, the market
like
is
pancakes,
insane.
Dude, like
it's
hotcakes.
Like Apple,
dude,
made something you could sell.
I would sell, I would make my viewers.
Do you watch porn a lot?
I watch some things.
What's
yeah.
your? What's your...
Let's not, dude. That'd be a, you want to do spend another hour? You got to get to your mic.
Hold on. I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I'll tell you the new thing I'm into.
go ahead.
So that you know how like YouTube has like regular channels or like people have like channels that
Did you say YouTube?
Yeah, let me finish. I'm bringing it back. So you know like YouTube has like regular channels. Well, Pornhub has the same thing now where it's like the community can have their own channels. So it's like couples that are just like making porn and you could send them money and stuff. So it's like it's the funniest shit. It's like supporting an independent porn artist. It's fucking hysterical.
How did you find this out?
I would just like you would go. So
did you guys know about this?
You could go on porn. You can go on Pornhub and you can just see all like the videos that pop up and stuff. And then like it'll show who uploads it. And if you click it, they have verified check marks and they have full libraries and catalogs of stuff they've done. So it's like.
Wait. You
shit.
Just gave me an idea.
Dude, it is.
No, wait. Hold on. I came up with an idea. I just got a great idea.
We're going to start fucking on.
No. You're not involved with this. Oh. Well, can I set up a account where it's just me with my thing?
They have that. Yes, they have that. And there's people
and the
that
people
will follow
donate
you.
Me money.
Dude, it's crazy, dude. There's people that are following.
They pay money to see me beat
dude,
up.
Dude, there's a chick on Pornhub. I'm not even watching her porn videos. I'm just obsessed with her career. She's got like 8
Korean
million
guy.
Followers.
No, I'm talking about a little Korean guy.
You could get so many
like
followers,
a little
bro.
Korean man.
Yeah.
Like me naked with my thing. And
hey guys solos.
About to put the Vaseline in my fleshlight, guys.
Dude, it's hysterical.
Please send donations here.
It's hysterical.
Don't pay me $5.
Yeah.
Are you out of your
it's
mind?
It's so funny, dude. There's like verified amateurs, so it's like.
Well, who would pay for that?
People that watch a lot of porn and have all of the porn.
Me. I'm talking about me. A Korean guy.
People will watch that. There's weirder channels out there. Dude, it's hilarious. There's a couple I've been following. Big fan of them.
That's easy money.
I hope they don't break up because that would be
easy money right there.
Two careers I got to follow.
I might have to look into that. I'll have to talk to my girlfriend about it. I don't know how she'll feel about that. But we'll talk. Thanks for sharing that. You like opened up my mind. I'm like, whoa. I'd be like a cam boy.
Yeah.
I don't know why I did this.
I'm going to need 10% though. No, I'm just kidding.
I'll give you 10%. Oh, sweet. No, we'll take turns. I'll be like, okay, it's your turn. You go on my bed and then here, I'll film it. Hey, make sure you put some Vaseline in there. All right, man. Well, that let me see. That, dude, that was a great episode.
Thank
I'm
you.
Happy.
So
Hold up. You're not off the hook yet. I have to. Okay, firstly, before we forget, I want to just turn to the camera and into the mic and let's get your social media.
Oh, absolutely.
Your shows.
Yes, yes.
Your booking and all that good stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm mostly on Instagram, Frank Castillo on Instagram, Roast Battles every Tuesday at the Comedy Store at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us on Roast Battle podcast on Comedy Central.
Mm-hmm.
It's on iTunes. We're going to be in Phoenix this Thursday.
Who's
at
we?
CB Live, Roast Battle. I'm going to be battling a bunch of other really good battlers. Mm-hmm. We're also going to be doing stand-up at Stand-Up Live.
Beautiful.
On
Phoenix.
The 14th
in Phoenix.
Phoenix. Uh-huh. Friday I'll be at the Ice House.
How do people get tickets if they're in Phoenix?
Just go to cblive.com or standuplive.com for standuplive.com.
Get your tickets. Support this guy.
Yeah, man.
Support this guy.
Frank C. Comedy on Twitter, mm-hmm. and then I'll be in Phoenix again at the end of the month with Andrew Santino at House of Comedy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lost
yeah, yeah.
and Found. I'm in a movie, Lost and Found.
How do people watch it?
Amazon Prime. You can rent
Amazon Prime.
Yeah,
and dude,
also,
I'm proud of you,
all
dude.
The movie goes
dude,
the,
I'm proud of you. Look at you.
Cost.
You went from doing this, and then you're in movies now. You're
yeah,
doing
I'm
movies.
Trying. I'm trying, bro.
Okay.
I think I plugged everything. Yeah.
You did? Okay. Good. Good. Are you sure? Think about it.
Yeah. Phoenix, March. Those are the big ones.
Okay. I gotta give a shout out to the new Patreons. If you wanna support the show, we really need the support, especially now. Go to patreon.com/stevieweeby and make that pledge. I do weekly audio diaries. That you could only listen to on my Patreon. There's rare music that's only on my Patreon. And there's art and et cetera. So it's a good thing. My new patrons this week are Lenny Goenko, Marco Sid, Richard Meyer, Jake Outrage, Leonard Den Besten, and Carissa. Welcome to the family. I also do music. You could check out any of my albums or EPs at stevieweebybandcamp.com. So I have to shout out the people who bought some music. Jacob Cromer, Nicholas Lepardo bought all 13 albums.
No way.
I love it when they do that.
That's fucking dope.
Because it's like a... So be like my man... who's the other guy that did it? Song, I think his name is. Yeah, be like Joseph Ong, Sang Hong, Joseph Ong, and be like Nicholas Lepardo and buy all 13 albums. I love that. Okay. Shout out to Kyle Young, David Buzzle, Jarrett Goldberg, Isaac Amizcua, Charles Oak, and Carlos Morales. Okay. If you want to follow the Instagram affiliated with the show, go to Instagram/QUANGOU. If you want to send anything physical, send it to the Stevie Weeby Show at 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Look what time it is. It's exactly 9 o'clock.
Dope.
With that being said, it's time for the Low Rays World.
Welcome to Low Rays World Show. All I gotta say is kids' minds must grow. I got abducted by some aliens dropped in snow. Whoa. Stuck into a world that I do not know. So join me in adventures now. And I promise not to have a cow. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey. My name is Little Ray. Hey, hey, hey. So welcome to my world. To all the boys and girls.
Welcome to Little Ray's world. Hee-haw!
What the hell am I doing here? I'm back in my hometown of Bryan, Texas, man. Beep, beep. And what the hell is that? Is that a pair of retro Jordans? Hey, man, how'd you end up a goddamn shoe? Squeak, 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 squeak. So you ended up saving all your money to buy a pair of these retro Jordans for hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And a gang member from the orphan gang shot you dead and took
your Jordans away from your dead feet. Is that correct? Well, that's really sad, man. Me and Beep wrote a song about you, and it goes like this, man. This one's about some retro Jordans, man.
Retro Jordans, man. Woo!
Got killed for some retro Jordans. What the hell were you just snorting? Walking around like you're important. Life isn't a damn endorsement. Flossing with the kicks that you were sporting. Bullets fill your face, your life was shortened. Knocked off by a member of the Orphans. Should have stuck to just skateboarding. I'ma slow my thoughts to what's important. Decoration of assortments. Mom looking at your portrait just mourning. Should've just rocked them Vans, my warning. To the hype beast youth just hoarding. One of my best days on earth was in Oregon. Weeby plays the piano, not an organ. You became a pair of something you worship. Now you're just a pair of retro Jordans. Now you're just a pair of retro Jordans. Now you're just a pair of retro Jordans. Now you're just a pair of retro Jordans now. Join us next or in 2 weeks for another episode of Little Ray's World. See you then.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.